This is Fresh Air. Tonight, HBO presents Deadwood the Movie, a long-delayed finale to the HBO TV series, which concluded abruptly after its third season in 2006. In the HBO TV series and in the new movie, Timothy Oliphant stars as Seth Bullock, who on the series eventually became the sheriff of the lawless mining town in the Dakotas. After Deadwood, Oliphant went on to another starring role as Deputy U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens in the FX series Justified. Terry interviewed Timothy Oliphant in 2011.
Let's hear a scene from Deadwood, and this is a scene with you and Ian McShane. He played Al Swearengen, who ran a saloon and brothel and was one of the meanest, most unethical men you'd ever want to meet. So in this scene, you're talking to Swearengen, and you're talking about a widow's claim to a gold mine. You, Sheriff Bullock, suspect that Swearengen is going to try to cheat her out of her claim. So you start the conversation.
I'm here to talk about Mrs. Garrett.
The plant at her husband this morning?
I wrote a man about coming to assay her claim, but he can't make it.
Plenty of local alternatives.
I want you to nominate someone.
Do you?
So if any way his work was mistaken, I'd be coming after you.
You would?
Yeah.
Well, since I got nothing to do with the venture, what if I declined to make the recommendation?
Then you better hope whoever I find does his job right, because I'm still holding you accountable.
I ain't involved. E.B. Farnham offered on a claim.
Farnham's your water boy, and I know what you've been trying to do to her.
So here you come in all nobility, threatening me with a dire result if the property that widow's husband thought worthless and wanted sold turns out not to be pinched down.
You and I know how it is, Mr. Swearengen.
How what is?
She gets a square shake, or I come for you.
What if I come for you? You ready for that?
I guess I better be.
Then close your store, because being ready for me will take care of your waking hours, and you better have someone to hand the task off to when you close your eyes.
We understand each other.
Well, one of the many great scenes from Deadwood, Timothy Oliphant, my guest, along with Ian McShane. You played a sheriff in Montana who, hangs a man and then leaves town with his partner with the intention of starting a hardware store in this mining town, Deadwood, and ends up becoming the sheriff.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, who would want to go to this town to start a new life of, all the places you'd want to go to? Why would you go to this, horrible, dirty mining town with all these, crude, filthy, nasty, violent men there?
It was a good show.
No.
That's why we went there, because we thought it would make good television. I don't know. I know that one of the wonderful things about that whole show was those were real people that those characters were based on, and that's what the guy did. And I imagine that it's opportunity. There's an opportunity to go and make a living and move west. So and I think for that character, there was a feeling that he was going to try to start over and walk away from this other life.
Get away from the violence.
Exactly. Exactly.
So how did you get the part on Deadwood?
Sometimes people aren't as consciously aware of their decisions as they should be. That I auditioned for. I met with. It started with a meeting with David Milch, and Walter Hill was in the room as well.
David Milch was the creator of the series, and Walter Hill is a film director who directed the first episode of Deadwood.
Exactly. Yeah. So I went and met with David and sat down with David and Walter. I really didn't say much. I kind of went in there with the plan of I just listen and see if I could just fool these people into thinking I was this guy. So David talked on and on. I just stared at him and totally it completely worked. He, I was told afterwards he was he was a bit nervous about the whole meeting and a bit intimidated by it, and he wanted to know if I'd be interested in doing the show. And my wife and I got a good laugh out of the whole thing. And but I did go in and read for the executives at HBO. I went in and read what I think was the opening scene of the first episode.
I love what you said about the audition, because your character in Deadwood and your character in Justified are both so good at that unblinking stare, that unbacking down stare. And you did that in the audition. That's great.
And to be quite honest with you, it's not something I think I've, maybe I'm better at it at this point in my life than I was. But I've always sort of admired and respected one's ability to be comfortable with other people's discomfort, or, you know, they're being comfortable making other people uncomfortable.
So what did you have to learn for the role? Like riding a horse? Did you know how to do that?
For Deadwood, yeah. I did have to learn to ride. Milch had all these rodeo guys, I think on his personal payroll. They were around. Some of them became characters on the show. Guys who ran, were bull riders and rode Broncos in the 70s and 80s. And I think he met one of them and thought, well, this is the kind of guy that would inhabit a town like Deadwood. And so he invited that guy to go round up a bunch of his buddies and move them out to California and just hang out. And I learned, those are the guys that would take me riding. So I'd go ride with all these ex-rodeo dudes, around the hills of, you know, out there by Griffith Park and stuff. And I learned how to ride, and I learned a lot of really bad jokes. And that was the deal. It was kind of fun.
What was the set for Deadwood like? Because the town that Deadwood is set in is just so grimy, like ugly, mean.
I love that set. I mean, that was one of the greatest sets I've ever been on. The whole thing was just very alive. I mean, it was a working set. I mean, it was unlike, you know, it's very hard to come across that kind of a situation where the fact that it was such a self-contained world and that everything was available and at our disposal, really at any given moment, it allowed David to... it's not fair to say he was winging it. I often use that word, but I mean he's such he's writing everything at the last minute. He's writing everything the day before. You know, you're getting your pages, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. You're getting pages, lots of them, that will shoot the following day. You know, it wasn't uncommon for him to be on the set in a rehearsal and, you know, he all of a sudden ask, you know, are the Chinese here? Do we have any Chinese? It'd be great if we had some Chinese for this scene. And then, you know, the ADs are scrambling on the phone. David, we could have the Chinese here within the next 3 hours. Perfect. Do we have anything else we can shoot until then? Yes, you know, we could shoot the scene down at Bullock's house. Anna will be here in a few minutes. Perfect. Let's flip that. And we're going to go down the street and shoot that scene now. I'm going to rewrite this scene. It'll be ready in 3 hours when the Chinese arrive. And, you know, it felt like a perfect storm of the set allowed him to kind of... work that way without the challenges of being, you know, we don't have this unjustified. We're driving all around Southern California trying to find a location that we could call Kentucky, and it makes it much more difficult when every time you kind of throw a wrench into things.
One of the things that became famous about Deadwood was the number of obscenities and the amount of blasphemous language that was used incessantly on the show. Mm-hmm. Did you and, say, Ian McShane in scenes opposite each other ever start laughing because the language was just so overloaded?
I mean, you tend to, crack up every time someone handed you the new pages. I mean, the first season, I remember daily running into, your fellow actors and stuff and saying, did you read that? You know what I mean? Are they really going to let us shoot that? I mean, I'd never read anything like it before in my life. You would read something and just crack up because how far it pushed the boundaries of what you thought was okay to do on television. Or you read it and you thought to yourself, what the hell am I talking about? I don't know, understand any of this. You know, and you really had to kind of wrap your head around something. And then once you kind of have to break it down, and then you realize, no, it's really quite simple and quite perfect. And it was really quite special.
Timothy Oliphant, talking with Terry Gross in 2011. He played Sheriff Seth Bullock on the HBO series Deadwood and returns as the same character in Deadwood the Movie, which premieres tonight on HBO.